You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
God. Oh my, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. If you're in a wheelchair, get up and begin to walk. If you're blind, begin to see. If you're deaf, begin to hear. If you can't taste, begin to test. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I just heard something. There's someone here.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Welcome to another edition of Piercing Darkness Radio Broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Apostle Ronald Solly's ministry. Don't forget to go to the website, powerevangelism.net. Well, thank you for tuning in the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches, all the way from Vero Beach, Stuart, Melbourne, down to West Palm Beach and beyond. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We're so excited about what God is doing in the ministry. We had a great crusade last weekend in Vero Beach, Florida. God did mighty miracles last Saturday. He opened a blind eye. After 28 years, a lady was partially blind in one eye and fully blind in the other eye, and God opened her eyes. And she was, she could barely walk because she had some kind of sickness that couldn't make her walk. She had a walker, and she began to walk without that. So praise God. That was an amazing miracle. And God touched many lives that were there. People, there's a girl that was wanted to kill herself on suicide, depressed, and God set her free. To God be the glory. We give God praise. Those awesome testimonies. God is doing miracles. He's setting the captives free. He's healing the sick. And people that are depressed, discouraged, are being off that demonic bondage. So if you need prayer, you're in a situation in your life where you need freedom, call the prayer line right now. Pick up that phone and write this number down. It's 561-337-9259. 561-337-9018. Is the prayer line at 337-9259. Call on those numbers. Somehow pick up the phone and pray with you today. And I encourage you in your faith. And also, if you want to get Apostle Solly's book, The Secret Place, it is available on the website for a love donation as powerevangelism.net. And also, I think of Heaven and Hell After I Died for 2 Hours, written by Pastor Catherine and forwarded by the Apostle Ronald Solly. It's on there as well. And some other different worship CDs and different things. And we also upgrading the website, so we have a digital download soon. So if you'd like to download it on your phone, this technology is advancing. And we are upgrading those things to be able to accommodate all the requests we're getting. So a lot of people like digital downloads. We'll be having that available in the next month or so. So just check back for updates for that as well if you want to download some on your phone or your computer so you can take them with you on the go. So don't forget, also, we got some upcoming events coming up. We have Good Friday Holy Communion Service, April the 19th. That's April the 19th. We're about a month away. On Friday at the DAF campus in Delray Beach, Florida, 400 South Swinton Avenue. That service starts at 7 p.m. in Delray Beach. So I want to encourage you to come. That is the 19th of April. So if you don't have any plans for Good Friday, it's about 4 weeks away, I encourage you to come visit us. It's only about an hour south from Port St. Lucie and about an hour and 20 minutes from Vero Beach. Yeah, come out and join us in the great town of Delray Beach. And don't forget also Easter Sunday morning. We're also going to have a resurrection revival Sunday night service where we're going to pray for the people's needs, the man of God is, and worship Jesus. On that Easter Sunday, that's going to be April the 21st in the same location at DF Campus in Delray Beach, 400 South Swinton Avenue. So if you're coming from Vero Beach, Port St. Lucie, Palm Bay, Stewart, Jupiter, you just take I-95 South. You're going to pass, West Palm Beach, Okeechobee. You're going to pass Gateway, Lantana, head down past Wolbright and Boynton Beach area, and then your next exit will be Atlantic Avenue. Get off, take a left, go about 2 miles. You'll be right before you get to downtown Delray Beach, wonderful town there. Take a right on South Swinton, and it's a mile on the right-hand side on Northwest 4th Street at the DF Campus, a big white church building. You can't miss it. It is free to come to. We'll invite you, your family, and friends. So whatever you're going through in life, please give us a call. We'd love to pray for you and your family. Again, the ministry website is powerevangelism.net. And if you're in the South Florida area and you're listening to the radio today, maybe you're just driving in or you're visiting for family or friends or in town or thinking about moving this down to the Sunshine State, hey, you need a church to come through. You want to visit us? We'd love to have you. We'll be Sunday night tomorrow. We'll be in Delray Beach at the Trinity down at Trinity at 400 North Swinton Avenue. You're welcome to come visit us. It is there at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night, 400 North Swinton Avenue. We'll be there. So for more information, call 561-337-9018 for prayer. And don't forget, also, we'd love to, if you're interested in having Apostle come minister your church or your revival, just call. You can go to the website and fill out a form or call our mission line. We'd love to have him come there. He travels around and does crusades, revivals all over the United States and around the world, and impacting ministries and churches to stir up the fire of God in congregations and in people's lives so they can unlock the full potential that God has for each one of them. And again, we already talked about earlier, the Holy Communion service Friday in DF Campus, April 19th, and we talked about Easter earlier. So we just want to remind you again, some of you probably just tuning in now, April 19th, we have the Holy Communion service in Delray Beach at the DF Campus. Again, that's 400 South Swinton Avenue, 7 o'clock. It's free admission and free parking. We'll be taking communion. We'll be lifting up Jesus. And you're also welcome to come there. And again, don't forget Easter, April 21st, about 4 weeks away. Sunday night, we'll be in Delray Beach at the Revival Resurrection Service at 400 South Swinton Avenue. So all that information is on our website. Or you can also follow Apostle Ronald Solly on Facebook. Just type his name, Apostle Ronald Solly, on Facebook. You like it. You get updates of events. Also, we do live streams. The Glory comes on during the week and streams there, and also on Periscope app. And you can watch that free. It's on the internet. Don't forget, if you have Instagram, you can follow Apostle Ronald Solly on Instagram as well. Just type in his name there. And on Twitter as well, JC is Holy Apostle Ronald Solly. Don't forget to do that. And you can follow on social media. He's on social media. We put up the crusades, we put scripture on there, some preaching messages, different things you do in your faith. So, throughout your day, We know how life is, and you need some encouragement. We're here to encourage you. We're going to listen to Jesus number one, and we're going to help you follow Christ in the best way that the Bible teaches. So, and don't forget, also, we have a YouTube channel. I want to encourage you to go there. So if you have a lot of people on YouTube, we're getting people calling on. We have prayer calls coming in from all around the world, Malaysia, and New Zealand, all these little different wonderful countries around the world that people are calling in for prayer, desperate for, they need healing, financial prayer, whatever it may be. Locally, you need prayer financially, you need prayer for a miracle calling, but don't forget to go to the YouTube channel. You go to YouTube, you can type Apostle Ron Solly in and just follow, and it's Power Evangelism is the name of the page. You see a picture of him there. Just hit subscribe. Make sure to turn on notifications because whenever we upload new videos, you'll get the first one to know about it. And all the videos, of course, are free. You can share them on your Facebook, on your different things, and you would love that. So I would encourage you to do that. So all free of charge. And don't forget also, you can go get the products. They're available on the website, powerevangelism.net. And I want to encourage you that we hope you're doing well today. Jesus loves each one of you out there listening in Radio Land. And this show is every single Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here in the Treasure Coast, Palm Beaches. And don't forget that we have wonderful products that will build your faith. So if you're looking for a Christmas gift, a love gift, or something, you want to just get somebody here just for a donation to the ministry, you can get a product on there. We have wonderful teachings. Destroying the Spirit of Jezebel is a 10-CD Bible school. Overcoming the Spirit of Leviathan is 10-CD Bible school. Unlocking Your Destiny, 6 CDs. All these wonderful things that you can get and equip you if you're in ministry or you're thinking about going to ministry or you have a call to God in your life or you just want to grow spiritually in your faith as a Christian. These will really benefit you and hurt you and do that. So don't forget, the Lord loves you. Keep following Jesus all the way. And if you don't know Jesus, call our prayer line. We'd love to lead you to the Lord and pray with you because the greatest gift and the greatest miracle of all is salvation. And you must confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, Romans 10:9, that He is Lord and you shall be saved. So if you don't know Jesus today, just call us right now. We'd love to pray for you and lead you to Jesus and talk to you about the wonderful things of following Christ. God bless you all for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. Again, this is Apostle Ron Solly's ministry. I want to thank you so much for all you're doing. Jesus loves each one of you out there. Don't give up. Keep following Christ and enjoy the rest of the broadcast. Right here in the studio. We're going back to live to the studio. We're the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. Enjoy this message. Blessings.
Hallelujah. God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
God bless and thanks for tuning to Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Solly. I want to thank God for this day He has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Our show is a show that is lifting up Christ and penetrating darkness with the gospel. The Bible says this gospel shall be preached as a witness, then the end shall come.
What is about to hit this region? There's a new explosion that's about to hit this place. Are you ready for this? You are about to taste and see the goodness of the Lord and the glory of the Lord in a new realm.
For many years, but suddenly when she touched the hem of his garment, her bleeding stopped. God wants us to be in good health. Everybody say, good health. Say that one more time. Now, because God wants us to be in good health, we have to believe how to operate in this level. So your heart has to come to a place of total surrender. Everybody say, I must surrender God. All my worries. Now, there are things we worry about in life. Some people worry that they worry about money. Others worry about their relationship. Others worry about their hair, others worry about their job, others worry about their education, whether they're going to graduate. There's so many things to worry about in this life. You turn on television today to watch the news, it's boring because negative things, fear. You try to watch anything you watch. Sometime you try to watch a movie, it does not satisfy your soul. It just feeds into the doubt and the worry. There is a place you can come in God where you're so relaxed that even a devil cannot disrupt you. What's that place called? Surrender. When we surrender to God, we become true vessels. Everybody say, I must surrender to God so I can become a true vessel. Say with authority. Say like you believe it. No, 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 help me out. Be bold. I must surrender to God. So that's number one. Number two, you must yield to instruction. Now, this is what wounds do. Wounds block your ability to perceive. You cannot perceive things of God when you're wounded. Who can bear a wounded soul? And I want to deal with wounded souls this night. There's so many things that happen in your life to wound you. In your emotions, you're wounded. That's the number one cause of infirmities. I mean, sicknesses in people's life. You say, what do you mean by that? When we enter the spiritual realm with a wounded soul, we are opening up a door for the enemy to attack. Let's, for example, deal with biblical situations that identify with wounds. Now, when you study the life of David in the Bible, you know, David was despised by his own brothers. He was given an assignment that nobody wanted to do. Go take care of sheep. When the bear came, he killed it. When the lion came, he killed it. Why? The anointing was on him. He could have taken that rejection personally and committed suicide. He didn't take it. When his father sent him to take food to his brothers, when he entered into the battle zone, Goliath showed up. David took him out because the anointing was present. If David was offended, if David was wounded, he would have been a casualty because the anointing would have not flown through him. Listen to this. Stop holding on to wounds. Let God heal them today. I'll restore health unto thee, and I'll heal thee of thy wounds. There is spiritual health and physical health. Let's start with spiritual health. Anger is a trigger. It activates energy. It could be positive or negative. Guard your heart. The Bible says, angry but sin not. Do not let anger drive you to destruction. You can take charge of the anger and have it turn into a positive thing you do with it. Bible said, be angry but sin not. Spiritual anger. Spiritual. Disappointment. Heartbreaks happen in life. It starts in childhood. There are traumatic experiences in your life. There are things that have happened in your life that you didn't like. That the enemy is going to keep replaying in your mind. You know why he does it? Because they empower his agenda against you. Jesus Christ wants to heal you, not just in your physical, but in your heart. He wants to heal you in your emotions, in your mind. So, you are not traumatized. You're not beat down emotionally. All of the heartbreaking experiences you had in your life, surrender them to Jesus so he can heal them. Then you can trust him easy. If you don't trust God with all your heart, then he cannot deliver you fully. Because surrender is a very powerful weapon in spiritual warfare. Jesus Christ wants to teach us how to surrender and yield to the Holy Spirit so we can get to know Christ. Even in prayer, the first 5 minutes in your prayer time are the toughest, because as you pray, you run out of energy, words. That's why it's good to pray in the Spirit and also to pray in yielding. Father, give you praise. And then you meditate, then give you a word, and you profess that word, and that word activates your faith, and you go deeper in prayer. That's how you get breakthrough in prayer. It comes when we yield. I yield to you. I yield to you, to your ways. People that are wounded don't trust, because they think they're going to get wounded again. They put on a defense. They won't even trust the Lord when he tells them something in the Bible. God speaks. He says, my sheep hear my voice. I could begin to prophesy on you right now and decree prophetic words over your life. But if you're still holding into the wound, the moment you walk out of that door, you won't remember what was prophetically spoken over your life. Oh, if you remember it, you're going to doubt it, because you have an open door for the doubt to come. When God spoke to Sarah in the Bible, she laughed. You know why she was laughing? Because she had exhausted all her physical means to get pregnant. But God had not given up on her. That's why she laughed. Her breakthrough was in that moment that the Lord spoke the word. Write this point down quickly. If I surrender to God, my miracle becomes available. When I surrender to God, my miracle becomes available. That's what the Bible says. You got to believe it. Learn how to surrender to God. Let him take care of it. It says in Genesis chapter 24, and Abraham was old, well stricken in age, and the Lord blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his elder servant of his house that ruled over all the land, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I'll make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son or the daughter of the Canaanites amongst whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto the country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the man will not be willing to follow me unto the land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou comest? And Abram said unto him, beware thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord of God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, from the land of my kindred, which spoke unto me, and say that so unto me, saying, and to thy seed will I give thee the land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from hence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath, only bring unto my son thither again. Everybody say, God will give his angels charge over thee. Now look at something about my neighbor. Obedience activate angels on assignment. What does obedience do? It activates God's angels on assignment. So when the angels are assigned, what do? They help us in battle. They're what? They help us in battle. So we are not alone in this battle. We are with God's angels as we face the enemy. So we win because we have angelic protection, angelic help. That's number three. So when you surrender and you yield, then who are you going to turn to for help? God. From I will lift my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, creator of heaven and earth. So God's angels will be released to help you, bring you to the place of your breakthrough. Can I hear an amen to that? When we yield to the Lord with all our heart, by His Spirit, we yield to the Holy Ghost. We will not dwell on negative experiences in our lives. Jesus Christ is love. Everybody say love. So that word is a powerful word. Love is a weapon. Love is a defense. Jesus is gentle and loving and caring. And reaching out and comforting and empowering us and enabling us to reach new heights. Your relationship with the Lord will be maintained by embracing His love. Some people don't know how to embrace love because they've never been loved. All the experiences they were babies is being yelled at, abused, neglected. So love becomes like something that is not real to them. All they used to is, you know, manipulation, witch hunt, abuse, neglect. That is very dangerous. You have to pray that God will give you faith to embrace love, because love is medicine. Love is good. Love is protection. We're not talking about infatuation. We're talking about the agape love of God, the unconditional love of God. He loves us the way we are. Whether we are messed up or we're not messed up, God still loves us. Can I amen? Whether you know how to pray or you don't know how to pray, God still loves you. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the love of God. It's strong. It is empowering. It is healing. It is always.
Just want to give that praise, because one night while Apostle was having a crusade at the Delray Beach, she was suffering from a severe back pain for 7 months, and Apostle specifically named it and said, "Someone here, you've been suffering from a back pain for 7 months." But she was not able to come forward, although there was other people that came forward, because she was ushering and she was very busy. But she placed her hands in her back. She had went to the doctor. They told her that it's a tear in the muscles. And she also went to a chiropractor. But after the prayer, she doesn't have the back pain anymore.
She's practicing those steps. You denounce crippleness. Say,
One more time. My miracle is overtaking me. Clap your hands. I receive. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Clap your hands. 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 Push that thing. Push it. Look at it. Every time she walks, it gets better. My God. You are stroke free. As you walk, that stroke is paralyzed. My God. Now lift your hands up and say, I believe and I receive. Say, it's a new day for me. Pick her up. She's free. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Where's her sister? Come here. Come here quickly. Makarako toposa rakapata marabake porotama yamama. Push that thing. Push it. Karakapote marakapote maramama. Lekete maramayanaba. Watch and see. Watch. Watch. That's how she's going to be exercising every day. Watch. Makarakate bosanda. Rekepota yamama. Malakate boyakala mama. Yete rebakayama. Shout hallelujah. Say, I believe and I receive. Now I prophesy on you in the name of Jesus to experience the supernatural deliverance. The curse is broken. Live all the days of your life. God bless you. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Listen to this. I'm going to do a prophetic declaration. Watch it. Turn to your neighbor, look in the eye.
Falling off. What happened?
I had a dream that I saw my hair was cut. And in a period of 3 weeks after that dream, all my hair fell off to the point where it was about this short. And I was so devastated. I went to Apostle and he told me, he said, believe, I'm going to pray for you and God's going to restore your hair. And the Lord did it for me.
Let's see what God did for you. While she's showing you what God did for her, can you believe to get to say something? God bless you. That is supernatural hair. Come back, come back, come back. That is supernatural. That's a supernatural. That's not, I didn't do it. Jesus did it. That's supernatural. Shout hallelujah. How many of you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Receive. I believe. I believe. I believe.
My student loan institution that I pay my bills to, thinking that they're asking me for more money, you know, hey, you behind, pay your money now, we're gonna take your stuff, you know. So it was a pretty scary moment. But when I opened up the email, to my surprising, it says congratulations. And yeah, congratulations, big bold letters, congratulations. And I'm like, congratulations. So I kept reading. And it says, yep, your student loans is paid off. You no longer have to pay us. Thank you for your payments. And I'm just in a maze. And it wasn't $5 or $10,000. It was just over $37,000 that got us wiped off, amen? So I'd like to thank God for that. And anybody here struggling with financially or have any bills, God is here. He's going to take care of it. The same way he did for me, he's going to do for you. Amen. That's the same God we serve. Amen.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. All across this land, there's an army band whose captain is the Lord. We have counted the cost, winner the loss. God's power.
Apostle Sally. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing. Three times they ran those tests, and they asked me if I brought the correct child with me. Praise God. My son started football for the first time. God is good. He's going to give you the message that he learned and that he tells everybody that he sees.
I believed and I received.
He believed and he received. Amen.
I'll make this as short as I can. My wife came home and saw a commercial or a billboard, I don't remember, but she saw something for Apostle Sally and said, this is what you need to go to. I had back surgery 2 years ago. And unfortunately, when they opened up my back, my disc was in pieces and it was in my nerve root. They had to hook my nerve and move it. I've had pain from my back to my ankle ever since that day, and I've had two surgeries after that. 2 months ago, well, February 9th was my last surgery. I was probably 8 weeks post-op when I went and saw the man of God. Prayed over me. I hit the floor, woke up, and I have not had a single nerve pain in my leg. I am on no more pain meds, no nerve meds, no nothing. Yeah. Just remember, if you believe, you will receive.
Bless you, brother. Bless you.
What a powerful testimony. Give Jesus a mighty, mighty, mighty shout of praise.
Listen to this. As you remain faithful in serving God, the Lord is going to take you far in your sports. Today, I'm going to release a scholarship for you in the name of Jesus. Don't worry about college. It's taken care of.
Power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory.
There's a scholarship just been released. 3. Yes. One of them has a suicidal assignment on them. They're going through a lot. I cancel that attack on them. As you're standing here in the gap, mention the names of your daughter quickly, and the right one is going to hit that car, and she's going to be free by the blood of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Deliverance on your family. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord, for all your daughters will turn to the Lord. The devil will not destroy their lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Going in the name of the Lord. Everybody say strongholds are coming down. I want to hear you say strongholds
are coming down.
Now you can't sing without opening your mouth, and I know a lot of you are not opening your mouth. The words are strongholds are coming down. So when I get to that part, I want you to shout it, sing it, scream it, whatever. How many believe strongholds are coming down in your life? Lift your head high and shout yeah. This place from the ceiling to the floor. Those that have been in bondage ain't gonna be that way no more. Link by link, chains are falling off. God's children are being set free. Come on now. Taking back all the stolen goods from the camp of the enemy. Everybody say,
strongholds are coming down.
I wanna hear you say, by the word of his power,
strongholds are coming down.
Every stronghold in your life is going to be defeated. Every stronghold in your life is going to be taken down by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that, shout yeah! I believe with all my heart. Sing it from your heart. Let the Lord know you believe it. Say it with me. Everybody. Everybody say it. I want to hear you say.
Worship God. Don't be spectators, just worship. God is in the glory. We're in the glory. God is moving here. Give you praise. Father, give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Put it down. Surrender. Need this. Put it down. Father, give you praise. Give you praise. Okay. I want you to run there and come back. Run with her. Run. Run with her. Father, give you praise. Have a seat right there. Father, give you praise. Everybody just worship God. Let me have the truck. Father, give you praise. Run. Father, give you praise. Sister, come here. You. How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel much better.
You feel much better?
Yeah.
All the pain is gone.
Everything gone.
Everything gone. You hear that? Give God praise. She was in an emergency yesterday. She came out of the emergency and everything is gone. I seal your blessing with the blood of Jesus. No more. God bless you. Amen. Now let's talk to our sister. Talk to me. What's going on?
She says she feels much better. I feel much better than before.
You feel much better than before?
Yeah.
So now I'll give you praise. I'll give you praise. What medication did they give you to take?
Lyrica.
And it was not doing nothing for you?
Doesn't. No.
And what has Jesus done for you?
He healed me.
Why don't you give Jesus praise after 5 years? 5 years of pain totally removed. To God be the glory. Let's give God praise for this amazing miracles. Nothing is impossible. The Lord, all things are possible. Come on, stretch your hands to Jesus. Give him praise. 5 years of pain. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Worship him. Give him praise. Now, this is what you're going to do for him. You're going to start to take dance lessons and dance for him. Because God's going to use you. It's never too late, okay? God bless you so much. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Someone said glory to God. When God sets you free, you go and do it for other people. Your testimony will set other people free. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. He's moving powerfully now and is setting captives free for his glory in Jesus' name. Now we know the Lord is doing something for our sister right here. She's free from bondage. Now we're going to believe God to restore her weight. Not only that, but to fix every other area of her life. The Lord has already begun to do his work in her. Amen. To God be the glory. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise. I obey you. I obey you. I obey you. Can you give me a bottle of new water?
And Pastor Brandon was holding him, and Apostle Sully took him into his arms, and he said, watch this miracle taking place. And he snapped behind his head. He had had, let me back up, he had had severe to profound hearing loss, diagnosed by the doctors. They were talking about doing cochlear implants with him, okay? And he hadn't talked again since he was 1 year old. He hadn't spoken a word. And so anyway, we watched as Apostle Sully snapped behind his head and he turned right around like a complete circle and looked right at him, and everybody saw it. And then he did it again where he clapped and Sage clearly turned around. He could hear him clearly. And he said, watch. And the Lord opened his ears, and he even released his tongue. Since then, a year and a half later, now I've got a witness back here. We have a worker, my awesome worker, BJ, back there. Raise your hand, brother, that works with this young man. We have heard him speak. He said, mama, and he said, papa, randomly here and there since then. We've heard him talk. And yes, which you didn't know about. Praise God, he's starting to talk. And then we've also, he started crawling around now. He goes everywhere. You can't keep him down. And now we took him back to the ENT doctor 1 month after he got prayed for by Apostle Solly. And they said he has normal hearing. And it stayed that way ever since. We've had it tested since then, and he's still normal hearing. Praise God. He's loud, but I say he likes to preach. That's why. He wants to tell people about Jesus.
Well, first of all, it was quite a few years ago that I first came to see Pastor Solly, and I had migraines for 25 years and suffered. And I'd lose like a day or two a month. I mean, I was all with these migraines. And Pastor Solly prayed for me, and the healing came on me, and I haven't had a migraine since. So I'm excited Pastor Solly is back. But that's not the only thing. Oh, we had it. Yes, that was another thing that we've had several of them. He spoke over me that our home, we were in a terrible, terrible hailstorm and fighting with the insurance company to pay for things. And it all worked out for good. I had come to a meeting, and again, it was better than good. It was great. So it was, and this is a big thing. I came to another meeting. In 2005, I was diagnosed with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. And that was kind of a shocking diagnosis. And I also was having a bout.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station. Thank you.
irresistible base. I wanna feel your presence in this place, and I wanna know a pure and righteous love. I wanna see, I wanna be undone. Come, Holy Spirit, come, rushing like a flood, heaven open up. Come, you never end.
Oh, hearts alone, and death was overcome.